Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Leo Effects. I hope that 2021 is treating you well and that today is especially good. Now, today, I am joined by a super special guest. We do a few projects together that we're going to definitely talk about. But most importantly, I am ready to talk to you and him about his amazing career. As you know, here on the Leo Effects, we talk about all the cool entertainment stuff and, you know, new things to watch out for. And this is definitely, definitely one of those things. He's got a lot of projects on Facebook and things. We're going to get out the links to you guys and share. You guys will love everything. I promise. It's really great stuff. But without further ado, as the banner says below, I would like to introduce to all of you and bring him forward from backstage, Steamhouse Entertainment Director Producer Joe Cahill. Welcome to the show, Joe. How are you?
Real good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So I did a nice little build up for you. I did some cool stuff with promotion there, but I didn't give away any links or any cool stuff like that. So we're definitely going to have to get those out there to people. Of course, I'll provide those in the video descriptions and podcast descriptions and stuff, but you are also going to promote them yourself on the show. Before we get into all that craziness, though, how have you been? Feels like I haven't talked to you since like 2 days ago.
Yeah, that's about how long it's been. So I've been fighting a cold. If you'd caught me like 30 seconds earlier, you'd see me taking a DayQuil. So that way I hopefully won't cough my way through this.
No, fair enough.
That would be good, you know. I enjoy that. You know. But otherwise, I'm doing quite well and really been looking forward to finally giving in and being on your show. You've been after me for, a year and a half.
Yeah, I mean, that's all it took.
Just a little bit of time to get me on here.
Yeah, but, you know, at least you're here. That's important.
That's right.
So let's kind of jump right into how things are going and what we got going on here. Let's start off with were you a director first or a producer first or both simultaneously just come into creation?
Producing. I started out producing and supervising producing. And then I have decided to go to the director's house and I'm going to be doing that for one of our upcoming projects, The Last Battleship. It's kind of a personal one to me. So I've decided I'm going to go ahead and give it a shot at directing. If not, we'll find somebody if I don't do so well at it. But yeah, Last Battleship, it is set in the future. And it is about a retired battleship that's been sitting in mothballs that is brought out for a cadet training before she gets sent off to become a museum. And during that time while she's out for her 3-day cadet cruise, the Allied planets, which is kind of a super UN, headed by the British and the US, are attacked. And she is caught behind enemy lines with all these ancient and old weapon systems. She doesn't have nice shields like the newer ships have or big laser cannons or anything like that. She fires big old projectile guns and that type of thing. Nice. And it's these kids with just a few officers from the regular navies in charge of them. So I think it's going to be a blast. And it's set to be a trilogy. So,
oh, okay.
We've written the first part. I wrote it with the amazing Garrett K. Jones, sci-fi and fantasy author. So he and I think I've given him your name to be on the show. He's an amazing author, and I'm really, really looking forward to seeing our script now brought to the screen. COVID, of course, has slowed that down way, way, way much. But for all of you out there, if you're interested, you can find it on Facebook under The Last Battleship. And I am looking to add anybody who wants to be a part of the film, whether you want to do donations, help us, you know, fund it, maybe be in it. We're looking at using you, Ray, of course, as you know, the computer voice when the AI on the ship gets activated. You know, message us on The Last Battleship page, and we will get back with you as soon as possible if you are interested in being a part of this.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, like I said, the links for this will be in the description. So make sure you click on those and get over there. Yeah, even if it's just to follow along. Like I said, this is some really cool big stuff going on. Lots of cool little moving parts and things like that. So real quick, I just want to give a shout out. This guy in chat named Ray Rumsey. I don't know who that is, but he says hello. So hello back. That's actually Ray Rumsey the third, and as many who know me personally know, I am the fourth, so he is my father.
like my father before me.
Right, exactly, who would be Junior. So, but anyway, back to the topic at hand. So, trying your hand at directing, you know, what are some of, in your opinion, what are some of the largest obstacles that you've come to find getting this whole thing moving along?
Financing is always a problem, especially for something that's going to be so heavily SFX. We're going to have so many special effects, exterior shots of the ships. For that type of thing, we have decided to go with a lot more old school. So we will actually have, the sets will have solid pieces and not be all green screen. We're going to actually build out a good part of the sets. We're going to build out the ships. So you will see, you know, real ship models plus the very same ships at different angles being used with CGI. So it's going to look, it's going to make it a little harder to tell which is which. And I find when you build a set out and then just use CGI in the background, it gives it a much larger feel, more dimensional, and looks more realistic. As far as directing goes, I am going to model a lot of my directing style, I think, on a good friend of mine, the amazing Philip Cable, who was our director on our production that we co-produced. It's called Night Mistress, and it's a different kind of horror show, and I think you'll all enjoy it. It is now in final post-production, and we are hoping to have it out there. I mean, I think it's just down to the music is being put in now. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it's all done. And we will be, and we've, it's going to be released generally on, well, in theaters as well as on DirectView.
Cool. Is that pretty exciting? I mean, you ramped up for that?
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. It's going to be, you know, my first feature film that I've been involved with that comes out. I have some shorts in the history, but this is a big deal. We filmed this about a year before COVID really started hitting hard, so that slowed us way down. But we were out in 117, 120 degree weather, you know, outside of Bakersfield, California, trying to do these shots. And, you know, our actors were just phenomenal, especially the night mistress, which is Ren Aranda, played by Ren Michelle Aranda. She is an amazing young actress. She has made it into the top 50 Hispanic stars to watch upcoming.
And oh, cool.
We had her in our film first. So this is exciting. That's coming out. But she was in all black, dressed as a ninja, running through orchards in 117 to 120 degree weather, and was just an amazing person. You want to do that shot again? You know, we're all in white t-shirts and stripped down as much as we can, and we're dying. And she's, let's do another shot if you need it. She was amazing about that kind of stuff. The main producer on that is Philip Quiroga. Ray Quiroga. He is a great guy. He runs Dream Cinema Productions and Entertainment. So, you know, we get to cast in with the big names there, which was nice for our first film. And I may be asking him to come on board and help out a bit with Last Battleship as well. So
that'd be cool. Man, so you got some crazy stuff going, and kind of talking about, you said you've talked about The Night Mistress, which was a horror movie, or a different kind of horror movie to be more exact. And then you've got The Last Battleship, which is a sci-fi type movie. Is there like a genre that you are more in tune with, or do you just kind of shotgun blast it all?
Sci-fi. Science fiction is my big strength, I think, which is why then there is our other film that's a little bit further down the road, The Fifth Legion, which is a horror sci-fi film.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a combination of the two. You know, the catchphrase for that one is mankind's salvation or damnation. they have to do something that can either save them or wipe them out itself against an invasion. Wow. So it's kind of a tiptoe, this one, how are we going to pull this off?
Dang.
These aliens are wiping us out. They're, you know, landing troops and mowing through just about everybody. But there is one set of troops that we might be able to use. But if we awaken them and use them, they may just turn around and take us out afterwards. So it's going to be an interesting concept.
Cool. That actually sounds really amazing. I can't wait to see that one. I know you said that's a bit down the road, but.
Yeah, that one, early script writing has begun. We have basically the synopsis of what we're going to go through, and we just have to get that timeline put down on paper.
Man, and do you think you'll stick with the same writers, or are you going to branch out a little bit, get multiple writers?
For that one, I am looking. Of course, I'll be part of it because it's one of my original concepts. Came into my head one night. I'm a disabled vet, which I believe you are as well. So they have me on all kinds of medications. Sometimes they make my mind go in strange directions. And I try to take notes when that starts happening. I'm like, hey, that'd make a good movie. I'm writing that down. So it's a lot of fun doing that.
That's amazing. I can't wait to see all these projects. You guys, and if anybody is anybody who knows or recognizes maybe the voice or has watched our stuff and seen Joe's face before, as I alluded to in the beginning of this whole thing, we also do other projects together, other podcasts and other shows that we put on YouTube. So we kind of start talking about those just a little bit and kind of, other projects like that Joe's working on. So where to begin? You've got your hand in so many different cookie pots.
Well, I know somebody that's kind of like that, and I'm looking at him on the screen at this moment. he also has his hands in a lot of cookie pots. But, of course, there's you and I doing with John Mark Tolley. We do War of the Stars every week, a Star Wars podcast that we have a great time doing.
Yeah.
I play the resident Imperial because that's kind of my leanings anyway. I love the Empire and Star Wars.
And you do such a good job at it.
I know. Thank you. And John Mark Tolley, he is more of our Rebel Alliance happy guy. And we've got Mr. Leo here, who is our tries to keep the balance. So we're just going to call him the chosen one who brings balance to the boards. Although a lot of times he seems to fall over on my side.
I'm an agent of chaos. I go with whichever side.
And then we also have our show that you do as our game master and GOD, game overall director, in One Crit Blunders, which is a fun Dungeons & Dragons campaign that we do. And he tries to wipe us out every week. I tried to help him wipe my character out last week, but somebody else's character intervened and saved me. But much to their chagrin when they realize what they just saved. Because I'm not the nice paladin anymore.
Now you're the bad paladin.
Yeah, now you have to watch all these episodes in order to catch up with us.
Exactly. And there was a lot. I think we've done 4 or 5 episodes so far, and they have just been jam-packed with information.
Oh, and some of them are up to almost 2 hours long. So we've done some long sessions of being online with everybody.
Right.
Let's see. What else have I got? Oh, just started a new show last night, Journal of the Jedi.
Tell me about that one.
Yeah, that's with Breaking the Fourth Wall Entertainment. And we are similar to War of the Stars, except we get a little grittier with Christopher Stolle and Ren. She is also a Darksider like I am. And we're having a lot of fun with that. Last night was our first show. It should be out in the next day or two. I know Stolly's got to do some editing, put in our information, and have our nice advertising break in the middle, which we have already picked up some advertisers on that one, which is really nice for kicking off a brand new show.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And then we will be kicking off the Captain's Chair. Similar to this show, but asking the hard-hit questions. The ones you've always wanted to know, who did you have affairs with while on set? That type of thing. So we're actually getting quite a lineup of people willing to come on, even knowing if they could be asked the hard questions like that. The ones that have never come out in the newsprint or anything. So we're going to be going first. And of course, as you know, I've asked you previously if you wanted to sit in and co-host that one with me. So still let me know if you're interested.
I think we might be able to pull something off there.
Pull something off. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You and I seem to get along well.
Yeah.
We seem to be high energy when we're together, which is a lot of fun. That makes it a lot more fun for everybody watching us as well.
It often leads to some pretty chaotic episodes.
Maybe. You could say that. Oh, hey, yeah, I just went chaotic, didn't I? Thank you very much. That was an easy change. Put on the helm. Okay.
Oh, well, I don't even have to work it into the story. It just happens.
Yep, now I'm somebody else. So it's been quite a run, you know, for getting out of the service, running conventions for a while. That was a lot of fun. And basically that's how I got into it with the independent film, was running the conventions and having all these actors who were guests at the conventions going, well, why aren't you making films? If you're doing this, you could do that.
Gotcha. Yeah. I was just about to ask how you went from, you know, military to director. Like that's a huge difference.
Well, actually I was in front of the camera a couple of times while in the service.
Oh.
Yeah, I was stationed overseas, and a couple of film companies would come over. One was War and Remembrance, the sequel to The Winds of War, which was a television miniseries, and I got cast as one of the soldiers in that.
Oh.
And then The Last Days of Patton also came over and filmed, and I played one of the American soldiers in that. So uncredited roles, but a lot of fun, and I decided at that point, if I'm going to pursue this later, I'm going to be on the other side of the camera.
Gotcha.
Although,
it sounds like you like directing the best.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun producing, directing, being behind the scenes, making sure all the pieces come together. Although in a couple of the shorts that you can find online on our webpage or out there on Facebook, you will see me doing a few Hitchcock show-ups in the films.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'll play a couple of quick little roles, and then you go, oh, wait a minute, was that, that was him, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's cool. I'm excited for that.
It gets me a couple of acting credits still added to my IMDb.
Yeah.
But I'm still mostly sitting behind there going, looking at the big screen going, ooh, we're getting an awful lot of shadow on that green screen there, director. Did you catch that? Okay. Yeah. We may need to reshoot that and adjust that lighting a little bit so that it's not going to be so hard to pull that green screen out of there.
Right. Lens flares. We need more lens flares.
That's right. I am not that guy. Although I wish I had his paycheck.
Wouldn't we all? Yeah. So would you say that directing or acting is able to be, those skills are able to be transferred over to the podcasting world?
Yeah, I haven't had too much of a problem. I'm not real shy, as you probably have realized. So getting in front of a camera is not a problem for me.
Okay.
Sometimes reading from the script exactly the way that director wants me to read from that script can be a problem because I, being a producer, I have a tendency to go, yeah, but this line would be better.
Oh, or if we just change
this. And, you know, that's, I've had a director, he and I have gone around and around a couple times. He's like, read, do it by the lines. Oh, this sounds so much better. Or you've got me, you know, you've got me playing this weather guy, but you've got me on the wrong side of the screen for the weather. I should be on the other side. Don't you ever watch? They're always on that side of the screen. He goes, yes, but the shot's calling for this side. You know, I'm like, oh, right. All right.
Now, how would you react if an actor did that?
Oh, if an actor did that, I'd fire. No, just kidding. I would pull off the old listen to them. So that's a very good point. And then, you know, do it my way. Unless they had an idea that was just so spectacular it'd be like, oh, well, you know what? Let's shoot it that way and see how it looks.
Okay. That's cool.
Or we just do a run through. You know, you've got to be open to anything. They have a lot more. Most actors have a lot more experience in front of and behind the camera than I do at this point. So I am more than willing to learn and listen to them and see what they're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, Joe, you've got so much going on. I feel like I got to give you a couple extra minutes here for all this. So we're going to go into the shameless self-promotion plug of the show. And I'm going to let you just kind of laundry list all of these things. Or if you just have one or two social medias that you want to direct people to, now is the time to do it. I open the floor up to you.
Well, if you go over to Facebook, you're going to find a lot. Joe Cahill, director, producer, Steamhouse Entertainment, The Last Battleship, Fifth Legion, Night Mistress, all of our shorts, which you can go through the Steamhouse and link to. We've got a YouTube channel up, Steamhouse Entertainment now, which has a trailer for Night Mistress on it. Mm-hmm. So check that out. Coffee Steampunk over at Instagram, Steamhouse Entertainment over on IG. Then, of course, there's all the links all over the place wherever good podcasting can be heard. You will find War of the Stars, Journal of the Jedi, One Crypt Blunders, Legend of the Forgotten Gods, which is what I forgot. It's another D&D campaign that I got roped into about a week ago. Did the first episode last Saturday. I have a new one tomorrow. Cool. So it's
What are you sporting in that one?
I am sporting a Goliath fighter.
Okay. Yeah. Good choice. Solid option.
Not playing a paladin, just playing a fighter who's haunted.
All right, then. Neat. You got any other ones? I mean, I think you've pretty much nailed them all. I mean, it's pretty much go to Facebook.
Yeah, go to Facebook. That's where I do a lot of my time every day. It's sitting right here next to me right now, wide open on this other computer. You can see I have computers all over the room. The sounding is up in here. This is where I do some of the editing for these projects. And I am going to be sending you some artwork and such for you to include, you know, however you want to throughout this.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
So that I'm looking forward to everything here.
Yeah, as you should be. There's a lot of huge projects. And, you know, I really encourage everybody. I know it seems like a daunting task with so many things, but if you click these things, you say follow, you say like, subscribe, however you go to it and do it, you're not going to be disappointed. There's lots of great stuff. And as you've heard, Joe's excited. I'm excited. We just got to get the word out there. That's the biggest thing.
That's the whole goal. And, you know, like I'd like to thank a few people. Of course, Mr. Leo FX himself, Ray Rumsey, Ray Michael Quiroga for really helping get me going in all of this. I had gone down as a favor to Hollywood with Philip Cable just to kind of listen to what the offer was going to be on doing the Night Mistress. And by the time we got done discussing, Ray had turned to me and goes, I want you in this too. I want you to help co-produce this. And he even gave up his own, you know, a bit of his own points to get me to sign in.
Oh, man.
For my pay. And so that was pretty awesome for a producer to give up his own points to get somebody to join. Of course, there's Philip Cable, amazing director. He has been in the film business for, I think, 30 years, directing, producing, writing. He has had his hands dabbled in everything, even as far as even distributing films. Yeah, so that's pretty awesome. And then, of course, Garrett K. Jones, who co-wrote Last Battleship with me, and my good friend Garrett Gazay, who was my director on those shorts. And I'm expecting bigger things from him as well.
I hope so. That's quite the star-studded cast you got there. So I think big things are coming for sure. With this last little portion of the show, I like to do this little live stream kind of mini game if you're interested. Sure. It's a little spin wheel that has a few different results. And depending on the result, we play the mini game. So if you're into it, I'll bring it up here and we can spin the wheel, as it were.
So this is the Leo FX Game of Life. All right.
Yes. All right. So we're going to spin the wheel and see what the result is. I'm going to hold it up so everybody can see. We got Florida Man. All right. So Florida Man is, I'm going to read you two newspaper headlines from Florida involving Florida Man. One of them is completely fabricated. The other one is an actual Scouts Honor, Honest to Goodness headline.
All right.
Okay. So the first headline reads, 87-year-old Florida man runs over home invader with scooter to stop theft of his capuchin monkey. Or, Florida man hit dad in the face with a hot pizza after learning he helped deliver him.
I'm going to go with the scooter.
The scooter. Is there any particular reason why you think the scooter one would be more accurate than the other?
I just like the idea of seniors getting up on these punks that come in and bug them.
Well, I'm happy to report that this is exactly why you and I get along so well, because that one is completely fabricated. I made that one up out of my own brain.
So my brain's just as sick as yours. Great.
I thought that would be pretty clever. So, and it definitely seems like something that would happen in Florida, in my opinion. So no offense, Florida, but y'all crazy.
Yeah, I spent a year stationed in Florida. They crazy.
You know, I hope you enjoyed that little mini game. And I just want to say thank you so much, Joe, for coming on the show tonight and, you know, spending some time talking to me. I know your time is extremely valuable, so I really do appreciate it.
Hey, anytime for you, bro.
That's awesome. I mean, I love talking to you. We just, it's high energy all the time with us. Like, you'd think we'd get tired at some point, but we just, we
see each other, what, 3-4 times a week, sometimes on here.
Yeah, seems like it.
All right, brother.
And as a self-plug myself, just real quick, our show that we do together that we talked about, the D&D show One Crit Blunders, that will be recording and releasing this month, actually, at the end of January. So stick around. You're gonna want to hear that. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in and watching the show. I know 30 minutes, it seems like it goes by too fast. I enjoy your company too, but that's okay. There's many more interviews coming up. I have some lined up next week that will also be live streamed, so make sure to check those ones out. We've got some more directors and an actress coming on. They're really cool people. So thank you all very much. Make sure to click the links and like, follow, subscribe, and we will see you all next time.